All right, we'll continue with the call. Arizona State coach Todd Graham is online, and Arizona State will be hosting Illinois this weekend, and we'll take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. The first question comes from Christian Table, Spokesman's Review.
Hey, Todd, obviously Taylor Kelly had a nice night the other night and a good stat line. I'm wondering if it's advantageous for a new quarterback to play against a team that maybe comes from a lower division or has a lower talent level than you guys.
Do I think that was easier? Well, yeah, I think it was. It's going to be a little tougher this week, I can tell you that, because we're playing I think they were 7th in the country last year. Total defense, got 7 starters back. But, yeah, I think, obviously, that was a good day. But even though, I'm going to tell you, Northern Arizona was a lot better. We played really, really good. And obviously, their quarterback got knocked out. Their best running back got knocked out. And that's why the game kind of got out of hand. But, yeah, it helps you to have a game like that with a first quarterback. Let him get in there and get settled a little bit where he doesn't face so much adversity. But that's going to change this week. He's going to have a challenge this week.
Can you learn much about a new quarterback like that in a game like that?
Oh, I think so. I mean, I think so. You know, they were a little unordered. They blitzed a lot. You know, they were a pressure team, and I learned a lot about. Well, I learned what I knew about him's true. You know, I mean, very poised, very doesn't get rattled. Going to take care of the ball. Going to manage the game. Makes good decisions. So, and that's what he's done. That's all he's done. He's been the guy. All since spring, you know, in the spring I told him, I said, look, you're managing the game. You're not turning the football over, but you got to make plays. You know, he wasn't making the explosive plays. And he came in fall camp, trained all summer long, and he obviously earned the job. So I got a lot of confidence in him. But the main thing is just don't, you know, this week is just, you know, you're going to face some adversity. You're going to, you know, we're going to have some bad plays. And you just got to make sure you don't turn the football over.
Thank you.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Todd, what is the uncertainty over Shellhaus's status for Illinois? What does that do to your preparation this week?
Oh, we're 100% preparing for him to play. You know, he's dynamic, and I think he's fine. You know, I watched the game. It's like he, you know, kind of tweaked his ankle a little bit, and they're probably being pretty precautious. But I fully anticipate him to play because you better not plan for anything else because he's going to play and he's very dynamic and a guy can take it to the house on any play. I mean, very impressed with him. You can tell he's a smart guy. You can tell he's a great leader. Very, very impressed with him.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Doug Holler, the Arizona Republic.
Hey, Todd. I missed you at practice today. But I wanted to ask you about Rashad Wadud and his shoulder. There was some talk that he might have to miss quite a bit of time.
Yeah, and I probably should have done that already. He's going to redshirt. He hasn't redshirted, so he's going to redshirt, and he'll be out for the season. He's going to have shoulder surgery, excuse me. But, you know, he's... You know, it's obviously a loss to us because he's our 4th corner and a guy that's really progressing along. The good news is he does have a red shirt and doesn't help us any this year, but it is good for him. And he's got a good attitude. I think he'll be a guy that's going to be a great player for us in the future.
Well, it seems like as soon as you guys get someone pegged for that 4th corner, you lose them to an injury.
Well, I'm telling you. You know, we really, really got to develop. You know, Kevin Anderson's a guy that we're going to have to develop. We moved him over from wide receiver. He has a lot of raw ability. He's got a lot to learn. And Jared Bryant's another guy that's moved over, I think, from receiver last year that I think is got a lot of raw ability. But we got to get. You know, we only got 3 corners, so we got to really. That's something that's really depth is the biggest concern that I have, especially in the defensive secondary.
Your next question comes from Patrick Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
Morning, Coach. I was curious, was there anything about your quarterback you didn't like?
No. About my quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, I like him. I'm his number one fan.
Is the biggest jump that a new quarterback makes, is that between week 1 and week 2?
You know, I don't know about all that. I hope he makes a big jump after every week. You know, I think that... obviously we're going to be tested in a way that we weren't. We didn't face a lot of adversity. But one of the reasons why I like Taylor and I like Michael Eubank and Berkovich, all three of those guys, but you know, they all are exemplify what are three of the hardest working guys in our program, best discipline, best character. I mean, and what I like about Taylor is he doesn't get too high, he doesn't get too low, he stays very calm. He understands who the guys are. We got talented players on our offense and how to distribute them the ball. And he knows that's his job. And just manage the game. That's it. You know, don't try to do too much. Don't try to, and be genuinely who you are. That's what I like about him. You know, he came over a couple of times and he said, you know, there was a guy, he needs to slide down. He's running over people. And I said, you know, you need to protect yourself. And the same, and I like the fact that he is a guy that, you know, he's an aggressive guy. And, you know, we just want to keep him healthy, you know, and all that. So he's tough. So I think he exemplifies what we want in a player in this program.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Derek Shatlin, the Omaha World Herald.
Hi, Coach.
Hi.
Hey, I'm doing something on up-tempo offenses around the country and why it seems like there's so many more of them than there were, you know, 10, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You're one of the guys who's preaching that and making a point of emphasis on that. Why do you think it's changed, and why do you think the up-tempo stuff is so much more popular?
Well, you know, there's so many different varieties of it, of no huddle. It seems like everybody runs a no huddle. Everybody talks about fast tempo, but yeah, I think there's very few people in the country that run at a tempo that is really fast. I think, you know, you don't know if you got a chance to watch Baylor play. You know, Coach Browell is a good friend of mine, and his philosophy, my philosophy, Coach Malazan's philosophy, Coach Morris's philosophy at Clemson, you know, our philosophy is not to try to look and see what the defense is doing and call the play. Our philosophy is about creating a fifth quarter and having getting disciplined character guys to operate at a very, very fast pace, but you have to be efficient. And so I think it's popular because I think people have had success with it. You look at Oregon, you look at I love their pace. Right now we're not very fast, I can tell you that. I mean, that was the worst thing we did in the first game. Is just, it takes you a while to really grasp it and understand it and be able to execute it. But I think they're popular because I think it's very difficult because the people that believe in it, it goes back to training and how we train. That, you know, if we're used to playing, you know, 85-90 plays a game and you're used to playing 65, you know, that makes it kind of difficult now in that fourth quarter. I think that it's, you know, things kind of come in and out or kind of fads. I've been running a fast-paced no huddle since 1995. So, you know, that's what I believe in because I believe so strongly that you can, you know, outwork people in your training aspect of it. That we want to recruit and train guys to be mentally and physically tough, mentally and physically disciplined about what they're doing. And that's what drives our schematic. So, you know, it's a total deal for our program. But, I think people do it because it's successful.
Yeah, where did you first see it, and why do you think we didn't see it, you know, 20 years ago?
Well, in 1993, I was coaching at East Central University, my alma mater in Ada, Oklahoma. We played for the national championship. We had the number one defense, and we played the number one offense. It was small college, Division II level. It was actually NAI Division I then. But we played Coach Rodriguez. He was head coach at Glenville, and they were running a fast-paced no huddle. And we wound up winning the game and winning the national championship. But I was just fascinated by how difficult that pace was. And really, to me, it doesn't really matter what kind of offense you're running. I would be a fast-paced no huddle no matter what. And then adapt the schemes to my skills and talents of my players. And that's where the origin of me doing it comes back from that game, that I was intrigued by it. And everywhere I've been a head coach, we've been a no-huddle, fast-tempo team.
I imagine
high school and college.
I imagine Malzahn and Kelly going, you know, 1-2 in the national championship race a couple of years ago. That probably influenced some coaches.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's, you know, obviously Gus, and you know, Gus has had a big, you know, influence into our offense. You know, the offense that we run is basically myself, Coach Malzahn, Coach Morris, what we do now is really through that origin. So whenever, you know, they played, you know, Oregon against Auburn for the national championship, I think that got a lot of people's interest. But it is hard because I tell you what happens is people will go to it and they'll abandon it because it's not this quick magical thing that happens. It takes time. You know, it'll take us 3 years to get in shape to run the pace that we want to run. It takes a long time to get to where you can execute it, you're not making because it doesn't do any good to hurry up to mess up. So it's all goes back to training, mentally and physical training, and training takes time. So but I do think that's probably why it's so popular, because people have had so much success with it. I mean, it's tough, man. You look at what Oklahoma is very fast. Oklahoma State goes very fast. I mean, those teams have had success doing that, so.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Todd, to follow up on that, have you seen in the last, say, 5 or 10 years, have you seen a difference in conditioning or the emphasis on conditioning in the game?
Well, I don't know. I think definitely, probably the biggest thing's changed in the last 20 years is training. You look at the size and the power and the explosiveness of the players. And, it's completely different than it was probably 10 years ago. But I know that is something that, for me personally, my strength coordinator is the first person I hire. I won't go anywhere without him. I mean, that's how important training is to me and what we're doing. And he's, to me, he ranks above my offensive and defensive coordinator, because everything we do is driven by training. And that's why we're a no-huddle. We're not a no-huddle offense. We're a no-huddle football team. So we're a fast-tempo football team. So, I do think that with the resurgence of so much more tempo, I do think that you're seeing a more of an emphasis on the training aspect of it. Yeah. I think the training aspect is for the last 10, 15 years has gone up every year. And if you're not training, you're not training year round, and you don't have the right people doing it. And especially the mental aspect of it, not just the physical, used to, when I was playing, we'd squat and bench, but there's a whole lot more to it than that.
Within that statement, I mean, is there one particular aspect? When you say training, I mean, is it sprinting? It's
speed, explosive power, and speed is what we want. We're very, very comprehensive in our flexibility in our joints. That's some of the things that 10 years ago, 15 years, nobody's really talking about. It's about training. Obviously individually training each position, but we want to be the fastest team in the country. We want to be the most explosive team in the country. And then we want to have the best endurance, in football endurance. There's a difference between, running, a mile run and playing football. So, you got to have, how we train it. And then the mental aspect of it, the constant, you hear me talk about discipline all the time. That's what I'm talking about, is that, we're straining them and training them. For instance, in the summer, every time we're doing a drill, we might do it one time, we're touching the line with the right hand, the next time it's the left hand, and then we're trying to make them operate and strain and train and then be able to think at the same time. And so, it's because that's the key, is getting 11 guys to do what you coach them to do right the first time you ask them to do it, and do it for 4 quarters. That's the key to winning. So the mental aspect of it and the details of training is what's changed so much, in my opinion.
Thank you.
All right, that'll do it. Todd, thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you.
Okay, we'll see you.